Welcome back to Forbidden Knowledge News. I'm your host, Chris Matthew. Today, my guest is Soma Ara. Before I bring her on, just a couple of announcements. You can always get new episodes free on Rockfin, Odyssey, and all podcast platforms. Check us out on Rockfin. This is where you get our premium content. You can also get our regular shows. And best of all the awesome content from every creator on Rockfin. Just click that link in the description. You can even create a free account just to see what they have to offer. And check out the amazing new podcast by the Forbidden Knowledge Network. You can get them all in one place. That's our website, forbiddenknowledge.news. We added some new ones this month. We got some amazing creators on there. Definitely check that out. Also, follow us on Facebook. Those links are also in the description. You can follow us there to get show announcements, updates, and any other important information we're posting. Check out our merch store. You can get shirts, hoodies, stickers, mugs, and all kinds of FKN gear. And finally, with supply chain shortages in full effect, it definitely wouldn't hurt to have an emergency food supply. Check out My Patriot Supply. They are the experts in emergency preparedness. You can get yourself a 2 or 4 week supply of their awesome food. It stays good in storage for up to 25 years. Just click the link in the description and you can get up to $100 off a 4 week supply. Today I want to welcome back to the show Soma Ara. She has been a channel for the Palladians since childhood. A Palladian starseed, hybrid, UFO abductee, contactee, and experiencer. She is an internationally renowned master psychic, medium, shamanic practitioner, Reiki master, healer, visionary, spiritual teacher, public figure, and speaker. She is also author of The Palladian Child and What's Really Going On. Soma, welcome back. How are you today?
Hi, Chris. Great to be back.
Yes, it's great to have you back. Last time you were on, which was like, I think over a year ago, it's been a while, we talked about your book, The Palladian Child. Today, I want to not only discuss your book, What's Really Going On, but a little bit about your understanding of our hidden history as humans, the awakening that humanity is currently experiencing, and some of your personal experiences to get a little bit of insight into the phenomenon based on what you've experienced. But it's been a while since you've been on. I'd love you to remind the audience more about your background and your experiences and what sets you on the path you're on.
Okay. Thanks, Chris. So yeah, it has been a while, and we're living in a crazy world now, and so much has happened on a daily basis. But basically, I grew up in a very dysfunctional family with a lot of trauma and sexual abuse and poverty, and was also raped at a very young age and became pregnant. So I would have had a very negative negative experiences as a child. But then on the other hand, because of those negative experiences, which I wouldn't change for the world, they brought about the spiritual things, the spiritual and the psychic and the mediumship, and they brought about abilities. Because what happened is, during the times of abuse, I would leave my body and connect with the Pleiadians, because trauma can often cause a release of DMT in the brain, which causes psychic abilities and awareness and mediumship. It opens the spiritual door. So, and that's quite a, I mean, it's a traumatic route to take, but that I needed to do that on a soul level to lead me onto the spiritual path of where I am today. And it's a process. I mean, I it's not like getting somewhere. It's, you know, they say life is a journey. Well, the spiritual journey, spiritual world, spiritual life is also a journey. And it's always progressing. You never get there.
Yes.
So I agree. It never stops. You're always learning. You're always experiencing. You're always understanding new things and abilities. I mean, the vast majority of people's abilities, whether they're a psychic or a medium or a healer or a shaman, or channeling, the Pleiadians or whoever it is, everyone is on an upgrade at the moment. So everyone's abilities and awareness is being heightened and taken to a next level, because that's where we're going en masse. Whether you've got psychic abilities or not, or believe you have or not, we are all going into evolution. We're in a state of, in a phase of evolution. And that includes people that are awake, aware, and conscious. We're all going to the next level.
Yes, and I can definitely sense that. And it becomes more obvious every day that there is a major awakening going on in people. And those that are in control are trying to suppress and control it any way possible, you know, from all the agendas going on right now to everything before, our education system, media, all the poisoning they're putting into us. They're trying to suppress this awakening, I believe, in my eyes. But before we talk a little bit about that, I'd love to hear about how your experiences with the Palladians started, and maybe some of the details about some of the information they were giving you.
Okay. Well, they have given me bookloads of information.
Yes.
So
some of the earliest, I would imagine. Yeah, some of the earliest.
Okay. So when I was 8, I was a skinny little thing, and I was underfed and undernourished. And there was no fat or meat on me. I was just skin and bone, literally. And I had a guy lying on top of me, and I couldn't breathe. And he was a big guy, and I was a tiny little thing. And he was laying on top of me, and I couldn't breathe. And I left my body. And I didn't remember that until shamanic courses in Ireland. A number of years later, I think it was around 2010, they started, where I did a training over 3 or 4 years in the shamanic practices, and I began to have memories of having connected to the Pleiadians as a child, but I'd already started to channel them. So for me, I call it being born backwards, because I came in awake, aware, and conscious, and with all the spiritual stuff, and had to learn more of the physical things and just being here and being present and being grounded. And that's been being able to do that, being grounded and being here present, has been my struggle. It's not to do with the spiritual, because that comes to me very easily. Mm-hmm. But the catalyst for me was the trauma as a young child. And so jumping forward in my life, I was living in Lewisburg in Ireland, a beautiful place, a rural place on the coast in Mayo. And I began channeling the Pleiadians. And I'm cutting a lot out there, but I began channeling the Pleiadians through a guy, Joshua Shapiro, who I interviewed recently. He sent me an email saying, I was given your name and we should work together. And at first I just thought he was a bit crazy. I didn't know him from Adam. I didn't know who he was or anything. But he's actually quite well known. He's a crystal skull explorer in America.
Yes, I've had him on last month. I know Josh.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
Oh, great.
Yes.
Yeah. Great guy. He's doing great work. And so he sent me this email, and I just thought, this guy's crazy, you know, because he said we should work together, and he was given my name from somewhere.
Right.
I don't think it was a physical person. I think it was the ethers or the Pleiadians, and saying that we should work together. And as soon as he did that, I started to channel the Pleiadians consciously, because I'd been working with spirit for a number of years. So I was used to spirit turning up and giving me messages. And it was very similar. A very similar way that occurred. And some of the earlier channelings would have been to do with who we are, why we're here, where we came from, a lot to do with my mission on a personal level and what that is all about, and star seeds and UFOs and aliens and energy and the beginning of the universe, how that evolved, and God, and just numerous, you know, information, and that's in my book, The Pleiadian Child. But one of the most profound things they told me is, word for word, is We are the gods. And the word God in the Bible should be replaced with the word gods. And then things would start to make much more sense, because they were seen, rightly or wrongly, the Pleiadians were seen as gods, because they came down from above. And there's been many times in our history where we've forgotten who we are. There's been many periods in history where humanity, where DNA has been changed and manipulated and dumbed down and interfered with, where we have forgotten our galactic memory and our connection to Pleiadians and star beings has been severed, especially around the time of Atlantis, where, and this is one of the things they said as well at the beginning, was that the downfall of Atlantis, which is very relevant to our time now, because now they are telling me about the reversal of Atlantis, which is what we're going through, or part of it. But one of the other things was the downfall of Atlantis. They showed me that negative, So one of the first things they showed me was that a large meteor or something hit the Earth, impacted the Earth, causing the Earth to shift off its natural axis. And excuse my accent, because a lot of Americans think I'm saying access when I'm saying axis. Right. And it sounds very similar. I had a comment once on some interview. I don't know what interview I was doing. And I listened back to it because of the comment. And I thought, yeah, he's right. My accent, it does sound, the two words sound almost like the same thing.
Yeah.
So anyway, the Earth shifted off its natural axis, causing at the time, at the around the downfall of Atlantis, causing great catastrophic events and land masses to move. And negative ET energy came in and overthrew Atlantis over a number of years. I don't have the specific date of how long that took, but it would have been over a number of years, and changed our DNA, dumbed it down, manipulated it to, in order to control humanity and to take ownership of the Earth. And at some stage there was a contract written up, which is, I mean, there's lots of aspects here that are all tied in and connected, but a contract was made where they had ownership of the Earth and humanity. And that contract is now coming to an end, or has come to an end. And that's also to do with the 26,000 years of with the planetary alignments and everything. So there's a lot of aspects that are all connected. And if you look at one of them, they can seem to be separate, but they're actually all connected.
Right.
So
now, I want to go back for a second to your actual, whenever you started to communicate with the Palladians. First, how did you know for sure that you were communicating with Palladians? You know, they may say, you know, oh, we're Palladian or whatever, but how did you know for sure? Because I've heard that, you know, there are trickster entities that try to pass themselves off as certain extraterrestrials and other things just to, you know, gain access to someone's consciousness. So, you know, for you, how did you know that what you were dealing with was genuinely a Palladian's?
I think it's a really good point that you're making, and that they absolutely do that, you know, and that happens on every, can happen on every level, whether it's spirits or angels or demons or Pleiadians, everything that is created in the universe, there is always an opposite. And what can often happen sometimes is negative energy can and will and does disguise itself as something that it's not, in order to gain access to you, to communicate with you and to latch onto you. So we do have to be very careful that you, with energy and channeling and even meditation, sometimes energy can step in and disguise itself as something that it's not. But with me, it was the email from Joshua Shapiro. It was the fact that I could see them behind me. They were behind me, kind of on my center, and then going to the left, to my left. And it was Ashtar, gave me his name as being Ashtar. And I could see them in my mind's eye behind me, because I'd been working with spirit for since I was a child, since I was consciously, I remember, 9 years old when my granddad passed away. But I could see them in my mind's eye. I could feel their energy, which is a beautiful, loving energy to the extreme. Sometimes it really makes me cry, even during live readings and channelings and interviews. When that energy is around me or in me or in my vicinity, it can it's love to the extreme, and it can overwhelm me sometimes because it's so so heightened. So yeah, it was Ashtar that turned up for me, and I could see him physically, and they just said they were the Pleiadians, and I didn't know who Ashtar was at the time. I had no idea. I really had no idea, but they're very tall. I often get a sense of blue around them, very loving beings, tall, thin, blonde, blue-eyed. I knew it was them. I just knew it was them.
Based on your understanding, are these beings physical in any form, or are they etheric, non-corporeal beings?
That's a really good question. I've been asked that recently, and they come from a higher dimension. Mm-hmm. So they are physical, but they're in a different, and they are in a different dimension. But they do intermingle with humans, and they do have bases on Earth, and so. So what can happen and I'm still learning to understand this aspect of it, but they can manifest themselves physically into the earth plane. Mm-hmm. Keeping their memories of knowing who they are and why they're there and where they're from. So I would say that my best answer to that question is, I would say that mostly they are in a different dimension, but they are able to manifest themselves physically.
Now, when I want to go back to what you were saying about Atlantis and how negative ETs kind of took over after the, there was a massive flood, right? And a kind of pole flip, right? Is that what you said there was?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what were the negative ETs that took over? Were these reptilians or something else?
I would say that they were reptilian, and I could be wrong about that, but because I still have 1,000 questions for the Pleiadians. Mm-hmm. And I'm always going to get new information because that's how we're built. We can't withstand. You know, if we were given all that information in a second, it would cause us to frazzle. Mm-hmm. So channeling is a process of, you know, bit by bit, day by day. My understanding is that when they are negative ET energy, and I do think they're reptilian. I could be wrong about the race. I would say reptilian.
Now, are these entities, would you say that they have kind of control over a certain aspect of humanity? Some of the people who have more of a negative view on humanity and put forth some of the agendas that we're seeing right now?
Yeah, absolutely. Because one of the first bits of information that they shared with me back in 2010, around then, was that all aspects, and this took me a number of years to process, that I was channeling the Pleiadians. You know, you don't wake up one day and suddenly announce to the world that you're a Pleiadian channel. For me, it took me a good number of years to process it, because because the information they shared with me at the very beginning was so profound. And one of the things was that at the highest level, we are ruled and owned and manipulated and governed by negative ET energy. Every system on Earth, the school system, the military, the governments, the big pharma, every system at the highest level is run by negative ET energy. So, and there are good people within all systems. But at the top of those systems are the, it's ruled by negative ET energy. So there are some very prominent people in our Earth today that are very evidently working for the negative agenda.
Now,
and we all know who they are.
Oh, yeah. Yes, we do. Now, speaking of negative ETs, you're telling me that you had experiences with grays. Now, typically, the experiences that I hear about with the grays are negative. I've heard a few positive experiences, but I understand there are different types of grays that we're dealing with. Based on your experiences, were the grays you had experiences with negative or positive?
They were positive. I've come to understand that there are at least two types of greys. One is the small grey, and then you have a tall whiter grey, or the tall whites they're known as. My experience was negative, and this was actually before I began channeling the Pleiadians consciously. I heard a whirring that evening, and I was living in Galway in Ireland, and I heard a whirring or a whirling sound, a humming, and I went to bed that evening and I didn't really pay much attention to the sound, but I realized what it was later. And I was taken on board ship in this experience. And this was my first conscious experience with the greys. But I was taken on board ship and there were two greys on my left and there was one grey on my right. And I'll never forget the layout of the room. And they were telepathically talking to each other, and they were doing experiments, and the room was very there was a lot of light coming down from the ceiling, and not light coming down but the lighting, there was a lot of lighting attached to the ceiling that was coming hanging down. So it was very well lit, extremely well lit, and it felt like a very medical, there was a very medical feel to the room. It was very clinical. It was very clinical. And the table I was on was like a slab of cold metal. It's very cold. And I could hear people screaming in agony. One particular woman always stands out because her screaming was at a higher pitch than everyone else. She was in real agony. And I woke up on the table in the craft, and they were talking to each other, and one of them said to the other one, "This one's different." And that's always stayed with me, because at the time I didn't understand why I was different. I really didn't. And this was before I was channeling the Pleiadians. And when they said that to each other, they actually stopped the experiment. Whatever they were going to do to me, or in the midst of doing to me, they stopped what they were going to do. And that's really always stuck with me. But I understand now why I'm different a little bit more. I have more understanding of myself. But there was a lot of people there. I think maybe 40 to 60, 70, 80 people there in the room with me. And so God knows what experiments they were doing. But when I tried to leave my body during this experience and get back, I tried to get back into my body, because I'd been doing that for a number of years because of the abuse. I'd been leaving my body often when I was wide awake in the moments of the abuse. I'd been leaving my body and then coming back in. So I'm very used to doing that. And in this experience, that scared the hell out of me. I was more scared by not being able to get back into my body than I was any experiment that they were doing on me, because that means that they have control over our consciousness, where we're not able to get back into our body or even leave our body if we need to. To me, that's really scary. There was some type of wall of energy that they put over me over my physical body where I wasn't, I believe, where I wasn't able to get back in.
That's very interesting. Now, based on your understanding, these extraterrestrials, would you say that most of them are interdimensional, or are we dealing with some that are actually traveling from different planets and star systems, or is it really a mix of both?
I would say it's a mix of both. Mm-hmm. There's still a lot of questions I have for them, and I still need to understand things on a deeper level or a higher level. So and that is kind of over the next couple of years, I feel that's where my information is going to, you know, that's the subjects I'm going to be covering, is how things work on a science is the wrong word, but on a mechanical level, how to think, what's the ins and outs of things and how do the ships work. And but I would say it's a mixture of both. I would say that there is different dimensions, and they are on the 7th to 13th dimensions or thereabouts, and that they are able to step into the lower dimensions. And I have recently been shown that their craft, they control the craft with their minds. They've developed that through time and experience and knowledge and learning of a deep understanding of themselves and how things work. So they now control craft with their minds. And I mean, the skies are full of craft. Last year, I was told that there will be an influx of UFO sightings that wouldn't be shown on mainstream media. And this was just increase all the time. And we're seeing that now. I mean, as soon as they told me that, a couple of months later, there was an influx of sightings around the world that aren't shown on mainstream media. You know, we're lied to about everything, Chris. You know, our science, our history, our math, our who we are, where we came from, why we're here. That there's just, you know.
So you said that there has been an increase in UFO sightings recently. Now, do you think that that is why we're kind of seeing a little bit more talk from the mainstream media and even our own, you know, global governments about UFOs?
Well, it's a really fascinating subject. It's all tied into the Great Awakening. Mm-hmm. We are in a spiritual war that is coming to an end, and we do have, there is a positive outcome. But what happens on Earth is not limited to Earth. It is universal. So it is a universal, multidimensional spiritual war, the likes of we've not really seen before, not in the way we're having it played out on Earth. So it's not just that we're seeing more UFOs, it's that there's more UFO activity. We are being watched and monitored both by the negative and positive ET races. So there's many things occurring in our sky, but one of them is an increase in UFO activity, because we're seeing more ships, because there are more ships, and we do have help and assistance, but we need to, they can't do it for us. We need to reclaim our sovereignty, our own lives, responsibility on a very individual, personal level. It comes down to you and me and other people doing similar work in the spiritual fields, whether it's UFO or shamanic or healer or whatever it is, it's all the same thing, really.
I've had plenty of guests that are of the understanding that the nature of reality is that we are on some either a prison planet that is you know, we don't have access to exit, and we're here under, you know, not on our own volition, as a slave race. There's others that believe that this is more of a spiritual, like a training ground or somewhere where you go to spiritually experience life, and then you have the choice to move on after. I'd like to get your thoughts based on, you know, your experiences. What do you think that this is? What is this planet?
It's all of those things. It's all of those things. And at the highest level, at the God source level, there is no separation. There is no duality. We are everything at the highest level. But I can see how it's hard for some people to see that, to get that, to understand that, because they're coming from a different perspective. Mm-hmm. But it's all of those things that you said. It is a prison planet, and that's to do with the contract, and that's also to do with the 26,000 years, which is also coming to an end. And we are in a training ground. This is like a school where there is a multitude of different, we come from a multitude of places. So I would be from the Pleiadians, and you may be from Sirius, and someone may be from Andromeda or somewhere else. There's a multitude of, we live in a living, breathing universe, and there are, that's infinite. And there's many different star races or ET races, whether they're positive or negative. The universe is living, breathing, vibrating. And so, sorry, I lost my train of thought there. So with Earth being a school system, or like a training ground or a school, it's a bit like kindergarten at the moment with naughty kids fighting over cake or over the ball. But it's about ownership of the Earth, but it's both of those things, because it is a training ground and it is a prison planet. But we are in a state of evolution where on a very physical level, we are evolving, and we chose to come here. We were sent here for this time on Earth to help to awaken humanity. And we are going through a state of evolution where it's not contained to Earth. It has far-reaching in effects that affect the whole universe, including other planets and star systems and suns and moons, and stars are realigning. So there is a multitude of aspects that are occurring all at the same time. And then there's also the different dimensions and timelines. And we really need to start waking up and thinking outside the box, because we are, everything is the opposite of what we've been shown, taught to believe, dumbed down and manipulated. And the school system, that is why school systems were created. Because the negative agenda wanted to get kids young before their brains were fully developed, before their minds were fully developed. They were very, you know, children are very susceptible to their environment and what they're being shown.
You mentioned a couple of times a contract that is about to expire. Could you tell us a little bit more about your understanding of what this contract is and how it came about, and when is it expiring, and what does that mean? I know that's a lot to unpack, but.
Yeah, sure, Chris. The contract is, I was only recently, over the last couple of months, I was shown about the contract, but that is tied in to the 26,000 years. It's tied into the prison planet. It's tied into the reversal of Atlantis, which is what we're in now.
Now, who is it a contract between negative ETs and humans, or what?
It's between negative ETs and positive ETs.
Okay.
And I don't know the exact races that's involved. So I can't give you exact details on whether it's reptilian and Pleiadian. Mm-hmm. My feeling is that it probably is the reptilian and Pleiadian. But there's so many races that it could be a group of negative ET and a group of positive ET working together. not working together, you know, the good working, good races and the bad races working together against each other. So the contract I was shown recently was made around the time of Atlantis, and where the negative ET energy was given ownership of the Earth, or took ownership of the Earth. And now we're coming, and this is a physical contract that we're coming to an end of now. So it's also to do with the evolution that we're in. It's also to do with the death rattle that we're hearing from the negative agenda, whether it's in physical form like Jill Bates or other people like that who are reptilian energy or clones. Yeah. You know, because they are. I mean, let's face it, you know. You know, let's not beat about the bush. So that's what they are. And we can see that in a very, it's their actions are very, you know, are, what's the word, perhaps evidential, or, and there's things recently that have come out about Ouchie. Mm-hmm. Yeah, which, I mean, you know, when, to be a mind state to do things like that to animals.
Yeah.
You've got to be of an extremely low frequency, low vibration. If you can do that to an animal, imagine what you can do to don't imagine what you can do to a human being, but that is inhumane. Yeah. It's inhumane. And I've heard about it, but I heard something about it, but I can't bring myself to watch anything like that because it physically makes me sick.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, and that is who is in charge of everything, people like that, psychopaths, really. Now, in your messages and in our correspondence earlier, you mentioned two Earths. Now, I want to kind of explain something and see if this is what you mean by two Earths. Now, there seems to be a split in timelines right now where there's, you know, half of the planet experiencing a pandemic where everybody's dying and they're scared and they have to go get a experimental jab to be safe, and the world's falling apart and everything is going crazy. And then there's this other timeline, one that I think I'm part of, where I go outside and the sky's blue and the birds are chirping and everything looks beautiful and I'm fine. I don't see people dropping dead on the street. I don't feel a need to go rush and get an experimental jab. You know, everything seems okay. It seems like a normal, you know, everyday life for me. So it seems like there's definitely this split in timelines that's going on right now. And I'm wondering if this is what you mean by kind of two Earths.
It's not, but I'm living in the same timeline as you are, because I'm right. Seeing the same thing. You know, I'm seeing blue skies and beautiful sun and the ocean and yeah. Beautiful world. But that's to do with frequency as well, and the frequency that you're operating at, which we're all operating at different frequencies. And if you're at one spectrum, the other spectrum is not going to get you because they're not where you're at. They're on a different frequency. They don't hear what you're saying. They don't understand what you're saying. They don't understand where you're coming from or your perspective. They're looking at you like you've got two heads because you believe in aliens and UFOs and all of this conspiracy theory, which it's not. So with the two Earths, what I was shown is that in January last year, there was two intense beams of light hitting the Earth, huge waves of energy that looked like beams of light that were hitting the Earth that would cause the Earth, and this was going to intensify and increase to the point the Earth could not withstand the energy, and it would cause the Earth to twist and divide and pull apart into two Earths. One would go into a higher dimension, a higher frequency, a higher awareness, a higher state of being, and the other would either stay where it is in that lower frequency, or it would drop into an even lower frequency.
Well, that seems like this could actually be connected to the different timelines we're in, if, you know, people that are attached to that Earth, you know, are on this timeline, and people attached to, you know, it could actually be make a profound connection there, actually.
Yeah, and that's what it is, Chris. It's, you know, when you've got two Earths, you've got two different dimensions and new two different dimensions. So one is operating at a high level and one is operating at a lower level. And now we're actually in the middle of that. We're in the cusp of, I would say we're in the middle of the fourth and fifth, because I don't think we're in the fifth yet, because we're not, because we're still, we're in between. We're in space of evolution. So it's not black and it's not white, it's gray. We're in the gray zone of going into a higher state of awareness. And as that increases and intensifies, it's like a ball rolling down the hill, where it's just going to create velocity as it goes, and increase and increase and increase. So whichever timeline we're on, or earth we're on, or dimension, because they're all rolled in and connected, that's going to increase, and the velocity of that time period is going to, you know, as you move along, you create speed and velocity. So, and the more people involved in heighten that whole energetic frequency. So that's to do with the Great Awakening as well, and humanity and evolution. And on a very physical level, as we go onto that new timeline, that new evolutionary period, that new dimension, we are going to see great changes on Earth in a very beautiful way, where in a very physical way, where new, where tech, it's not even new technology, it's old technology that's been hidden from us and hijacked by the negative agendas, that is released into our new dimension, new frequency. And this is also tied into us having new abilities and new awareness and new skills, where we can heal, or we have our awareness is expanded and we can feel the guy down the road, or we can feel, you know, the birds that are 100 feet above our head. We can, it's expanding, the universe is expanding. So it's a beautiful thing. But on a very physical level, we are going to see a very different world to what we were born into. You know, buildings are going to look very different. Transport is going to be very different. Health is going to be very different. Our energy is going to be very different, because we are changing on a very physical level. Our bodies are changing, our minds are changing, our brains, our hair, our teeth, our DNA is
evolving.
It
also seems like it's manifesting in the material world, that in a way that the system, the old systems are crashing, the old systems are falling apart, and people are seeing through them and realizing that they don't work, and they're not going to work in this new world that we're kind of gravitating towards. So it seems like this old ways, it has to have a major crash and burn before we could even get to that system. And I think that's what's occurring now, why we're seeing all this turmoil and stuff, is because we're actually quickening this and we want to get to that stage. Would you agree?
Yeah, totally. But we can't jump over it, because if we jump over it, we're going to miss the experiences and the hurdles along the way. And those hurdles are actually helping to evolve us and advance us. So we can't, like, I couldn't avoid my trauma as a child. And I wouldn't if I could have, because it brought me the spiritual experiences. It cracked me open like an egg. So we, and it's, and that's what we're going through, that through, we're going through a birthing process, and it's painful and it's bloody, and it's probably going to get a lot worse. But we can't avoid it. We shouldn't avoid it, because it's going to bring us a state of being that is blissful, that is evolved, that is aware, awake, conscious, that has galactic, all of us will have galactic abilities to communicate with our galactic brothers and sisters. We're going to have huge strides in evolution as the ball rolls down the hill. So we can't avoid those traumas, and neither should we try. Although it's going to be painful, it's going to be bloody, for want of a better word, it's going to be transformative. Mm-hmm. It's the pain and the trauma, and on a collective level, is how we get to the light.
Now, would you say that we could possibly see a major reset comparable to what has happened in our ancient past, a major cataclysm or catastrophe that could, reset us to a point to where we do have to start over in a lot of ways, in a lot of aspects? Do you think that could be a possible future as well?
Absolutely. We are. You could use the example of the dimensions being a different school grade. Mm-hmm. So that's exactly where we are. We are, stepping up into a new level. And the term the Great Reset has been hijacked by the negative agenda. That was originally a positive thing, because it is a Great Reset, which is equal to the Great Awakening, or is the Great Awakening. But the Great Reset has been hijacked by the negative agenda and used for its own purposes. But that's exactly where we're going.
So you see that you think that possibly in our lifetime we could see a major cataclysm that may cause a potential, I wouldn't want to say major loss of life, but a big reset on the planet, basically a possible extinction level event or close to it.
Yeah, and you know, I hate to say it, but I am very direct in the way I speak. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, that is, they've showed me about Atlantis. They've showed me the Atlantis reversal, which is a reversal of what happened in Atlantis. So the downfall of Atlantis, the Earth shifted off its natural axis. Now we are in Atlantis reversal, where the Earth is shifting back onto her natural axis, which will cause great catalytic events. But we've been seeing those for a number of years. This is not going to hopefully happen in a day. This is over a number of periods of years as the Earth shifts back, like click, 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 back into her original state of being, her original axis. And our DNA is going back to her original blueprint. So the Earth is going through major shifts. And as we are going through major shifts, so there is going to be events on Earth that affect us, that affect the Earth, because the Earth is shredding anything that doesn't operate at her natural frequency, her natural axis. So that is tied into Atlantis, where there was catalytic events, but also Antarctica will be uncovered from Earth, will be free from ice. That's where we're going. And there's great, I think I spoke to you about this before, Chris, where there are huge caverns beneath Antarctica, and also ancient sites, mm-hmm. probably ancient sites, and also probably huge UFO craft. There are things at Antarctica that are to be uncovered, that will be uncovered in our lifetime. So I never want to put fear into anyone, not one single person, because that's not what I'm about. But it's hard to say that there's going to be catalytic events on Earth without causing fear in someone, because someone is always in that lower or fear, not lower, but in a lower fear state. So, but it's been happening for a number of years. So not to worry about it at all, but just to prepare people so that they can help to, get food, get warm, prepare, get the essential items, and you'll be fine, I'm sure. And if you're meant to be here, you'll be here and you'll continue. If you're not, you'll go somewhere else. Right. Our soul doesn't die. It doesn't die. It just continues in a different place.
Now, this awakening, I'm wondering if you have a similar experience or know anyone with similar experiences. For me, I started to experience my awakening around 2012, and it was very profound. I don't know where it came from. I just got this overwhelming desire to look into things and share information that I was learning and just grow spiritually and find out, as learn as much as I could. And that all started, you know, 2012 and after. And I want to get your take on that. Do you know anyone with similar experiences? Do you have any thoughts about 2012 and why this would be a significant date?
Yeah, well, I think, I mean, you know, in a joking way, I think the Mayan that wrote that must have been dyslexic.
Right, yeah.
The Mayan. But all joking aside, this is also a prophecy that's been written about by numerous different indigenous and sacred people, ancient people, like Native Americans, with the rainbow prophecy, mm-hmm. Which is in the time period that we're in now. But I think the timeline was shifted. I think 2012 is the period that we're in now because the timelines were shifted. Because they didn't want to end the contract. They wanted to keep ownership of the earth. I'm talking about the negative agenda, but mm-hmm. they wanted to extend the time period that they don't. It's like a baby having a tantrum. They don't want to let go of the dummy. They don't want to let go of it.
Yep.
And yeah.
Do you think that everyone, all humans, if you know you're not a non-player character or just a husk of a shell of a person, but do you think most people on this planet have contact experiences, even if they don't realize it, even if they don't remember it? I'm coming to the understanding that, you know, a lot more people than we realize have these experiences, whether they just don't talk about it or don't remember it. You know, a lot more people than we realize are having these contact experiences. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely, Chris. I think it's for want of a better word, a pandemic of people are having experiences, because when we sleep, we go into a different dimension or awareness or state of being, and we are designed or have been, our DNA has been manipulated and designed so that we're not so conscious, so that we don't remember our dreams, we don't remember our past lives. And that's because that's partly because our DNA was changed, because otherwise we would remember our past lives and we wouldn't have any problem and we would just be evolving. We, with a negative agenda, we have devolved because of the negative agenda. So we do forget that we've had experiences in the dream time where we've been operated on. We've had implants, we've had beautiful experiences and negative experiences where we're taken up on board ship and implants and all kinds of things.
Is there multiple ET agendas going on at the same time? I mean, not just amongst negative and positive ETs. I'm sure there's a whole myriad of in-between extraterrestrials that may not have our best interests in mind, that may just be, you know, using us for materials or whatever they can harvest from us. What do you think? Is that what we're actually experiencing, is just, different ET agendas at the same time?
I think the universe is beautiful, is infinite, and has thousands of positive and negative ET energy living on planets, on star systems, that all have their own agenda, whether it's a very high frequency of love and light, or whether it's very low frequency of dark and despair and ownership and manipulation. And you have all things in between. So I think what you're saying is right. I think there's a multitude of different agendas, of different energies, of different beings, of different colors, of different races, of different technology, of different advancement, of different agendas. There's a multitude of different things, of different races within the universe that are all operating at a different frequency. And some of them in the past have worked together and made mistakes. And that's also tied into the Great Awakening and the times we're seeing on Earth now, because some ET races have definitely made mistakes in the past, and they're trying to if they wouldn't make those mistakes again if they could go back and change the dial. Mm-hmm. And they are trying to rectify those mistakes now. And the Pleiadians have said that they come from their future into our past. I think I'm wording that correctly. So, you know, as well with dimensions and timelines, there's also past, present, and future, which is all occurring now. Mm-hmm. If you condense it all, it's all happening now. So there's so many different aspects. But yeah, you're right, absolutely right, Chris. It's all, there's many different agendas and a multitude of different races.
Yes, and we are definitely living in fascinating and interesting times. I think some of the most important times in human history right now. So the information that's coming out from people who've had contact like yourself, ET experiences, I think it's very important that we explore everybody's experiences, so we can get a better understanding not only of what we're dealing with, but what we could possibly be experiencing in our future. And I want to thank you so much for coming on and sharing this information with us. Last time we talked a little bit about your book, The Palladian Child. Before you go, give us a little synopsis about your book, what's really going on and what that's about.
It contains channeled information about our times, because when the pandemic kicked off last year in January, I had a lot of anxiety about it. I didn't know what was going on. And I went into the garden and I channeled the Pleiadians, and I hadn't for a while. And a lot of information and downloads came through. And basically they sat me down or sat down with me and told me exactly what was going on. And we're being played on a mass scale. And this is just another extreme example of that. And about the Great Awakening and so they always share with me things that are going on a higher level and how that will affect us on a lower level. Well, not a lower level, but physically in the physical world. So there's always two aspects going on. But going back to the book, what's going on, that was actually, so I relayed the information, I shared it into a book form, and I put it onto Amazon, and that was banned straight away. But I'm going to turn that into a series of books. There's another one that's going to come out, I would say, over the next 3 or 4 months, perhaps in January or February, that will be a continuation of that. So it was they were talking about things like the vaccine and masks and, the very physical stuff we were seeing, and also chemtrails and food and preparing food and water supply in case anything does happen, and other subjects as well, and also I think the Atlantis reversal is in there, and the Great Awakening and humanity, and a lot of information in there.
That's great. Well, Soma, thank you so much for coming on. Fantastic information. And we'd love to have you back on after the next book comes out.
Oh, thank you, Chris. It's been really great.
Yes, it has.
And I'd love to interview you on my show as well.
Oh, that'd be fun. I'd love to come on. Anytime. Shoot me an email. We'll set something up.
I will do. It's called The Cosmic Awakening. Sorry, let me rephrase that. The Cosmic Ascension Waves of Light on YouTube. But yeah, I'd be delighted to have you, Chris. And I'd really like to get to know more about you and your experiences.
Oh yeah, definitely. We'll set something up and I'll come share my experiences on your show. That'd be a great time. And like I said, thank you so much for coming on. Great information. We'd love to talk to you again soon. And until next time, everyone, have an excellent evening. We will talk to you again tomorrow.